The family of an Iranian asylum seeker murdered on Manus Island are blaming the immigration minister, Scott Morrison, for his death. They say they want compensation for the death of Reza Barati, who was killed during a riot on the island in February. Peter Lloyd has this exclusive report.
It's taken most of this year, but Torab Barati has decided that now is the time to break his silence about his son's death.
We have become mental, including my wife, my daughter, my young son, even myself and my mother. All of us have become mental.
It was Reza Barati's dream to settle in Melbourne and become an architect. Instead, he was returned to Iran in a coffin after being beaten to death in a riot on Manus in February. 9 months on, his mother is still not coping, says Torab Barati.
I swear to God she's gone mental. She's in tears day and night. She has become totally dysfunctional.
A Senate inquiry into the fatal riot in February blamed the violence on a failure to process asylum seeker claims. It says the violence was eminently foreseeable. It also found that the Australian government failed in its duty to protect asylum seekers, including Reza Barati. Immigration and Border Protection Minister Scott Morrison accused Labor and the Greens of using the report as a blatant attempt to whitewash their own failures in government. Torab Barati disagrees. He says Scott Morrison bears responsibility for his son's death.
I do not accept this claim because my son's transfer was done under this government's supervision. Those many thousands of migrants that came to Australia under the previous government are now in Australia. He was sent to the PNG camp under this man's supervision.
And the Baratis want compensation from the Abbott government.
It was the Prime Minister's decision that my son be sent to Papua New Guinea. He should pay my son's rights, whatever they are.
In July, Papua New Guinea police arrested G4S guard Louis Effie and soon afterwards arrested Salvation Army worker Joshua Kaluvia, charging them both with murder. The pair are PNG citizens and are in custody on Manus Island awaiting trial. PNG police say they're still looking for three more suspects. Torab Barati is worried about whether all of those involved will ever be brought to justice.
They should punish my son's murderers, and I should be compensated for my son's death.
After reading a transcript of Torab Barati's comments, refugee advocate Ian Rintoul called on the Abbott government to compensate the family and acknowledge its operational control of Manus Island.
It's very telling. I mean, clearly the impact on the family is, you know, is very, very obvious, and it's the scale of the grief and the concern at losing our son so needlessly stands out markedly. The other thing I think it's also very compelling is just the recognition that the minister is responsible, that Manus Island is run by the Australian government. It's a point being made now by a number of international authorities, but I think it's clearly recognised by Reza's family that the responsibility for Reza's death lies with the minister and with the Australian government.
But what about the process is wrong as far as the government's concerned? I mean, isn't it correct that they had an inquiry? Isn't it correct that there was the PNG authorities were left to conduct the murder investigation and they have in fact charged people with his murder?
Well, the people will face up to those murder charges, but it's already obvious that those investigations and those charges themselves, I think, risk being seen to be a couple of minor scapegoats in the overall scheme of what actually happened, on that night. The PNG police have exonerated themselves, although there is a man with a bullet still in him and a bullet wound, which came from the PNG police on the night of the 17th of February, who is still in detention. The fact that two people have been charged is far from the end of the matter, and in any case there is an overall responsibility for the lack of duty of care which allowed the attacks by the locals and the PNG police with the participation of contractors for the Australian government in the violence on that night.
A spokesman for Immigration Minister Scott Morrison issued a statement that again called Reza Barati's death tragic but offered no direct response to the accountability and compensation issues raised by Torab Barati.
Peter Lloyd.